Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
As we welcome you back into the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel, Layla, and Lawrence coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, and we are indeed honored to have with us live at the Brick House Tavern, indeed, the Cubs president of baseball operations for the Chicago Cubs, Jed Hoyer, ladies and gentlemen. Jed, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We are doing great out here, man. Like, seriously, like, you have been with the Cubs for a long time, a lot of playoffs, a lot of playoff success, but it has been a little while. How good did it feel once you guys officially punched your ticket back into the playoffs after a few years off, obviously?
No, it felt great. You know, it felt like on 2023, we left one on the table. It felt like that was that was there for the taking. We played terrible for the last 3 weeks of the season, and that's one that I think that part of what felt so good last week was kind of, you know, making it back after that. That was a painful one. We didn't do that this time. We kind of sprinted through the finish line, you know, by sweeping the Pirates, and it felt great. And I felt like the players celebrated as they should. You know, I always say that obviously your goal is to have four or five of those kind of celebrations in a given year, but I think that you should never ever not celebrate that way. This game is hard. You have to you do this for 7+ months. You play 162 games. When there's a chance to celebrate, you should take it.
I agree
every time.
I felt that for you guys this year. You know, I did make the bold prediction that you guys would win the division. We all wanted you guys to win the division. We didn't like seeing what Milwaukee did, but like, I was really on the roller coaster more than ever. So absolutely is. And there are people who push back. What are they partying like? They won the World Series. Getting into the baseball playoffs is still a big damn deal. And you guys can have the ability to win a World Series as a wild card contender.
Yeah, and I think that when you look, like I said, when I was with the Red Sox, we, you know, we sort of every single year were in the postseason, we celebrated every single time. And when I was with the Cubs and
Joe Maddon,
I just think you should never miss an opportunity. Anyone that says you shouldn't celebrate that like that has just never been through the grind of
right.
of doing this every single night, you know, for 6 months plus spring training. It's what you work for. It's what you deserve, and you should let it. Like, I think the nature of baseball is it's day in, day out, day in, day out. You never get too high. You never get too low. And so I think when you have that mentality for the entire time, when you finally have a chance to sort of to enjoy it, you need to take it.
When you look at this game, this series, this week, this homestand, everybody's asking the question, where's Kyle Tucker? Is he back here at Wrigley? And what can you tell us about his progress?
Yeah, so he flew back last night. You know, he went to Tampa for a few days just to, you know, work with his physical therapist there, a guy he really trusts. And you know, I've been talking to his agent about it and talking to Kyle about it. We're solving for the same thing, which is getting this guy back and having him, you know, rake in the postseason. And so I think that was an easy decision organizationally for us to do that. He came back last night. He ran yesterday. The hope is that he progresses and we can get him in the lineup for a few games here, get his timing back and get him going. So that's the hope. I don't know anything new today, but that was yesterday, and he's moving in the right direction.
But that was the first time he ran, right, since he's come back? Because I think Craig said Sunday he hadn't run yet, and so
he ran yesterday before he came back. So we're moving in the right direction. He's hit, but hitting and hitting in the big leagues is two different things. So I think getting him some at-bats would be really important.
We were picturing you earlier in the show when we were talking about it, picturing you with the Theragun down there trying to work the calf yourself and maybe Carter's, yeah, right, exactly. You're massaging
long strokes,
the muscles.
Here you go, yeah.
But, I mean, you mentioned it there. Easy decision to let him go and work with his own physical therapist. It feels like a rare thing to allow to happen in the middle of a season.
I think if it was a different point in the season, it may be different. I think given where we are and the sort of the we're kind of under the gun, right? I mean, we're like there's finite number of days left to get him healthy, to get him back for the postseason. So I think maybe if we're in June, it would have been a different conversation, different dynamic. I think if you're in June, you're taking your time. It's a little simpler. But we have there's some haste here, and I think that's why it made it pretty simple.
It's been quite a journey of Kyle's time here. You make a very aggressive trade, which works out really nicely during the course of the year, and then here you are. And the whole idea, though, is him raking as a part of the lineup, as you said, in the postseason. Has it been emotional for you, stressful for you, this process?
Yeah, it's been an interesting season. Obviously, this last series is the first time we lost, more than three in a row all year. We've actually been really consistent, but in a weird way, the offense was so good early. Kyle was a huge part of that. We hit great for the first two and a half months of the season, and then we've actually pitched really well in the second half, and we haven't really hit. And so the hope is that we can get these two sides, together at the same time. But luckily, when our offense struggled, our pitching really stepped up, and the run prevention has been good. But yes, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster in terms of getting both sides, right at the same time.
I got to say, I was one of those people who was critical about not getting enough starting pitching at the trade deadline. As of the other day, you have the best starting pitcher rotation ERA in all of baseball in the second half. They've been unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the guy pitching tonight, Cade has been just fantastic. And, he's been really consistent. Even this last series against the Reds, Jameson threw great. Colin Ray threw great. I mean, really, it was just a matter we didn't score runs at the right time. But
so I was dead wrong, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I will say this, though. I understand. I never felt this way up until a few years ago, but the way a game has evolved, it never feels like you have enough pitching. This guys go down more often, guys throw fewer innings. The first 20-plus years of my career, I felt like you actually got to a place where you felt like you could have excess pitching, or you felt like you were in a stable place from a pitching standpoint. And now I don't think anyone in our jobs ever feel that way. This is the nature of how the game is played, that more injuries and, like I said, fewer innings and more relievers. And so I think you always have that sense of unease. So you're not alone.
I had honestly not realized that this was your first four-game losing streak of the season, one that you're in the midst of right now. That said, it is the Cubs and Mets tonight. Cade Horton against David Peterson, 6:40 start time right over there at Wrigley Field, on the air on The Score at 6:05. Cade Horton goes tonight. Same sort of caution with Cade that you guys have had all year, or is it even more different right now? Because I assume he's the starting pitcher in game one of whatever playoff series, right, Cade Horton?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, it'll be the same. I mean, I think we've been really consistent throughout the second half. I mean, it's been hard that way, right? Because you obviously, you want him on the mound and throwing as many pitches as possible, but also realizing that the goal is to keep him fresh and healthy throughout. And also, he's in a kind of uncharted territory given the injuries last year. So I think the pitching group, Craig, all the front office, have worked well to get to this place and show caution. We're not going to stop that now.
Looking at the rest of the rotation and how things are kind of lining up, it's a three-game series when you talk about the wild card. Cade Horton, obviously a given. I'm curious to see, can Jameson Taillon now work his way in, or will it be Shota Imanaga and Matt Boyd? What can you tell me about, I guess, preliminary conversations? Because you're going to the playoffs. You know you're playing in a three-game set. You need three starting pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to make any announcements now, but yeah, JMO's come off and pitched really well. You know, when he's been healthy, he's had, you know, some injuries, but obviously he's pitched really well for us. You're going to need a lot of arms, period. So I'm not going to make announcements on this. I'm glad that we're having this discussion. It means our rotation is pitching well and pitching consistently.
All right, let's touch on a couple of playoff roster things then, as long as you're not making any predictions. 11 pitchers, 12 pitchers on a 26-man roster for a three-game series? What do you think?
Well, we've studied it quite a bit. I want to say, you know, like last year, most teams went with 12. I think there was a team that went with 11, a team that went with 13. So we don't have to make any decisions now, but like certainly that's the range you're talking. And then obviously that changes as you move deeper in the playoffs and you play more games. But those are the kind of discussions we're having and we will continue to have.
A speed specialist like Billy Hamilton in the minors, is that an option?
Something we'll discuss, yeah.
How about a bat-only player like Moises Ballesteros?
I like it.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited that like you're having that kind of conversation.
Right, it's fun, man.
With Ballesteros, because, I mean, he's really he can really hit. I think he's come up. He's shown, you know, why we've been so high on him, why we've been reluctant to move him. Obviously, he can really hit both for power and for contact, which is really impressive. He's a really good player.
And last thing, anything promised to Carlos Santana when he came here on September 1st?
No, I mean, like I said, we have time to have these discussions.
Well, so. I got to try. I think, Jed, another question though about players who aren't with the team right now, like Daniel Palencia and Miguel Amaya, are they in the plans, like,
there we go,
to come back at least this week? I mean, what are we looking at with those two guys?
I think with Daniel, he's done well. I think he feels good. So hopefully we'll you know, knock on wood, we'll get him out there at some point this week and get that going. You know, with Miguel, you know, it's hard. He hasn't had a chance to really, you know, get going, get in playing. And like almost like you asked me the question with Tucker, like we're just running out of games and days to do things. And so I feel for him. He's had a trying season for a guy that was really on the upswing. And I think has a really bright future, but it's a shame what's happened to his season.
One more question, and then we'll let you scoot over to work because you got work here tonight. You have really important stuff going on tonight. As for the discussion about Cade Horton and whether or not he would start the first game of a series, does it come into the conversation that he's a rookie and you're not sure if you want somebody inexperienced, or is it the opposite, or does that ever come into the debate that you guys probably are having about who you'd like to start?
I think everything kind of comes into the mix. I mean, the honest truth is, like, how to weigh things like that is really difficult. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's been our best pitcher in the second half. I mean, that's obvious. But how you weigh those different things is really hard because we've seen rookies, you know, step up and pitch incredibly well in those situations and not. And we've seen veterans pitch really well in those situations and not. So how do you weigh those things is really challenging.
Wanted to ask you about Buddy Bailey, one of the great managers in the history of the minor leagues.
Yeah, you know, Buddy passed away last night. I just wanted to say, you know, I was with Buddy in Boston, and then here, and you know, I think as we're talking about Cade and Bally and, you know, Matt Shaw and all these young guys, we have Pete, all these guys we have playing for us. I just think we can't forget just the influence that, you know, the guys in the minor leagues have, and Buddy, more than anybody, I think he has the third most wins in minor league history. So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, say Godspeed to Buddy, and just to say, you know, listen, as we think about all these young players and talk about these young players, there's minor league managers and coaches and all these guys in player development that have a huge impact on them, and no one more than Buddy over his time here.
I remember when you and Theo came in and you talked about how the teaching and the character building had to be the same at every level as you grew guys and eventually delivered them to the majors. And Buddy was a big part of that.
I was going to say he was a kind of almost a blueprint for that. I think he was a tough old school manager, and the guys, they grew up. When they played for him, they grew up. And I think that's really important. I mean, these kids are young when we get them in the minor leagues and impressionable, and guys like Buddy imprint them very well.
I'm sorry that you lost a friend, but thank you so much for sharing that, those really great words. And thanks for being here with us, man.
I appreciate it, guys. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Jed Hoyer. Hopefully thanks, you're Jed. As excited as we are.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. He is the president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer, out here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody with Matt Spiegel. We have our final segment coming up next. I was actually in the bathroom while we were show prepping our final segment. What are we doing in the next segment, by the way?
I have no idea.
It's going to be a surprise.
The executive producer. Ray Diaz knows. He is the mystery man.
What are we doing next, Ray?
We're going to share our takeaways from that great conversation with Jed Hoyer.
Oh, we're going to talk about Jed Hoyer more. It's coming up next from the Brickhouse Tavern here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.